President Putin, in a telephone conversation with President Obama just the other day, committed to respect the territorial integrity of Ukraine. And I think that's incredibly important. It would be very difficult for me to understand how Russia would reconcile its position on Libya, its position on Syria, its warnings against intervention in another country, and then not respect the sovereignty of Ukraine and the will of the people there. So we're hoping that Russia will not see this as sort of a continuation of the Cold War. We don't see it that way. We do not believe this should be an East-West, Russia, United States. This is not Rocky IV, believe me. We don't see it that way. We see this as an opportunity for Russia, the United States, and others to strengthen Ukraine, help them in this transition, and there's no reason that they can't look east and west and be involved as a vital cog in the economy of all of us going forward. And that's what our hope is, that there's a transition government, that there are reforms put in place, that the IMF becomes involved, and that the Ukrainian people have an opportunity to decide their future after they formed a new government.